This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. One day after the U.S. Supreme Court took the stunning step of overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade decision protecting abortion rights, U.S. President Joe Biden vows to fight for those rights and criticizes the court. Before signing the landmark bipartisan law on gun restrictions, the president spoke about Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, which now leaves abortion rights up to the states, some of which have already moved to ban abortion or will do so soon. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Missouri became the first state to ban all abortions except in cases of medical emergencies. The 12 other states with trigger laws that would effectively ban all or most abortions, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. The laws are nuanced depending on the state, such as the case in Alabama, Arizona, and West Virginia, all Republican run, all sorting through various halts to abortion. The court's decision sets up the potential for legal fights between states banning abortion and those not over whether providers and those who help women obtain abortions can be sued or prosecuted. I'm Julie Walker.
A gunman opened fire in Oslo, Norway, killing two people and leaving 10 seriously wounded in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack during the Norwegian capital's annual Pride Festival. Investigators say the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations. Reaction has been pouring in from around the globe. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted, "I'm shocked by